Welcome to April 2021 Ramble with your host, Sailor Slattern. This special audio file contains three April stresses, and this is not the first take. So the first version of this ramble got some unanimous feedback that it was low energy and depressing. So here I am coming back at you with the same exact content, but with a more peppy voice. Let's begin at the beginning. My first ever script fill will never be published. I've shared it with a select few, but the thing about it is I was really shy and self-conscious, and I ended up sharing it with the person who wrote the script, not expecting much. In fact, expecting to be ignored entirely, because I thought this person's too fabulous and they don't have time for me. The message that I got back was so inspiring and uplifting. It made me want to keep trying, and I kept up communications with the creator, and before I knew it, this person became my teacher. I call them my teacher because they keep giving me tips and tricks on how to make better audio files. They point out some things that I say that I could do better, and this led up to me posting my verification requests to Pillow Talk Audio and Gone Wild Audio on April 1st of all days. So, that was probably the worst day I could have picked, but I think it'll be a fun anniversary next year. Alright, so let's start off with my goals. So I wrote, I didn't write it. It was more like a little blurb that I recorded when I was waiting for someone. I named the file April 24th, 2022. And I gave myself three goals within. And it's due on that date. So I want to practice recording myself with an accent that I do not naturally possess. I want to get better at improv, and I want to write three scripts for myself and fill them. And this comes with the little asterisk. I don't want to write scripts for other people just yet. Maybe I'll tackle that someday in the future, but I have a few ideas floating around in my mind that would benefit from having a set script written out, and I'm no stranger to writing. I like writing not fan fiction. Oh boy. not anymore. So I know how to write. There's no excuse. I should do the thing. I will do the thing. Trying not to sound depressed. All right. Let's touch on April stress number one. The April stresses are really depressing, so I'm gonna give like 10 seconds to deal with each one. I have a friend who I care about deeply who got themselves in a situation where I had no choice but to call the police, and now I'm fairly certain that they are okay, but I wouldn't blame this person if they never wanted to speak to me again, and that makes me sad. Enough about that. That's just something that's on the back of my mind, and I hope that it isn't bothering me a month from now, because everything will be fine. That's it. So let's talk about how I have 22 followers. I didn't see that coming. It's been a month, and I currently have 22 followers on Reddit, which is not something that I really care about. I mean, that sounds horrible. I'm really grateful that someone took the time to press a button on my profile, but what's really got me shocked is the number of plays on the files on my Soundgasm account. I know that it's not indicative of how many people are coming to listen to me. Sometimes people just listen to the same thing over and over again, and that's fine. I do it too. Wink, wink. But I wasn't expecting numbers in the 500 plays, 700 plays. That's blowing my mind, and I'm super grateful. I shouldn't tap my thighs like that. I can't wait to see what the future holds, but as long as I'm setting goals for myself, I see no harm in saying that I want to see 50 files up on my Soundgasm account before April 2022. I think that's feasible. More than feasible. I know I've got a lot going on in my life right now, but I think I can do it. I enjoy script filling, and it doesn't take that long for me. I don't want to toot my own horn, but it doesn't. April stress number two. I know. This is just hard to talk about, so I won't talk about it a lot. I don't even know. I just got out of a relationship. And it sucks. Because I still care about this person a lot. I don't even think they're listening. This was a very unique relationship. One of the most unique relationships I've ever been in. And it was wonderful while it lasted. And I used to have a wonderful, brilliant sub. And I no longer have a wonderful, brilliant sub. So I'm going to stop talking about it because I'm making myself sad. All right. So, Reddit fun fact. If you have not looked up what slattern means, you should. Because it's a fun, old-timey word that some people have no idea. Look it up, please. It takes like 10 seconds. What I did not expect is for people to start calling me Sailor. So I've been getting a slew of messages, and some people have just started them. Hey, Sailor, what's up? And my name is supposed to be a joke on a play on Sailor Saturn, the Sailor Moon character. But I think some of the people who are messaging me don't get that, and that's fine. I'm not bitter at all. All right. So let's talk about some of those messages that I've been getting. It's a little bit of a coin toss. Sometimes they're positive messages, and sometimes they're skeevy messages. And what should I expect? I make skeevy audios. My voice makes people feel skeevy. What is this? It's a message. All right. Good to know. Where was I? Yeah, so some of the messages that I get are uplifting, and those messages are usually from other content creators on GWA. Love them, keep them coming. Love to hear positive things about what I do. Some of the messages I get are very lewd, and I don't know what to do with those because I'm quite a shy girl. When I've received my first dick pic this month in my entire life. Thanks. So, what am I supposed to do with that? I'm too nice. I'm too nice for my own good. But, yeah. I don't know what to do with you if you, if you're asking me to add you on Discord so that you can listen to me while you touch yourself, that's gonna be a no from me, dog. I'm good. I'm sorry to break your heart like this, but I am not here. I am not here to be a personal JY. All right. I am so bad at speaking. Why do I do this? So, let's touch on my last April stress. 3 of 3. I'm going to be an expat soon, and I don't want to get too deep into the details of it because there are several people in my life that still don't know this. It's been stressful getting ready to leave the country that I've spent the entirety of my life in, but I'll delve more into that later in future rambles, I'm sure. But it's been a lot of running around like a chicken with its head cut off. So I have my passport. I have my first ever passport. It's nice and shiny. Holographic. I love it. I want to keep it safe. So I got myself, it's not here yet, but I ordered a nice leather passport cover. And it's purple. Purple's my favorite color. And I want to keep my passport safe. So that's where it will be when I'm traveling. So I also needed to do a background check. And I needed to get my fingerprints taken so that they could send it to the appropriate government body to verify that I'm not a murderer or a criminal of any sort, so that it's safe for me to fly to other places. And it was really neat. I went into the office thinking that they were going to ink me, and no, of course not. The technology has changed everything. You simply press your fingers onto a box that scans you with a greenish type laser, and before I knew it, I was being presented a piece of paper that I needed to sign that had digital printouts of my little wrinkles, my little fingerprint lines. And God, now I'm curious what those are called. What are fingerprint lines called? Oh, no, just fingerprints? Okay, so I'm having one of those days. Alright, sorry you had to experience that. In fact, I'm sorry you decided to listen through this entire thing. Why haven't you clicked off yet? This is boring as hell. Listen closely, my sweet pet. This is Sailor Slattern, and I want to thank you for listening to my voice. I'm going to be uploading more of these at the end of each month, and I'm going to need you to get on my ass if I ever forget one, okay? Now be a good toy and go about your day. I'm sure you have other things you need to do, right? Good.